The Hunter Museum of American Art sits on the bluff of the Tennessee River. The museum is dedicated to American art and is currently featuring three different collections in their temporary exhibit hall. I visited the museum and was given a guided tour through the exhibit by the chief curator, Nandity McCrandy.
A lot of what happens in these temporary exhibits are more modern, more contemporary art, more avant-garde sometimes, almost edgy. And this is almost purely classical art.
Well, we try to have a balance between historic and traditional and contemporary and edgy over a period of time. And so we actually have quite a mix up right now. The Davenport, like you said, is very classical. It is art from the 19th and 20th centuries, early 20th to mid-20th centuries. And then we have New on View, which is our new acquisitions, which some of the acquisitions date to post-Civil War, and then some of them are just things that were made a couple of months ago. And then we have an exhibit of Gajin Fujita, who's a LA-based artist, and that's definitely more on the edgy contemporary end of things. So.
And they're all here in the same hall.
They are all at the same hall.
As we go around, one of the things I've always loved about coming to the Hunter is the documentation that's beside them. But some of these pieces look like they've been at the Hunter before.
I think a few of them were shown here in the 70s. You're looking at the Charles Birchfield right now, and that's why you're saying it might have been at the Hunter. We have Charles Birchfield works in our collection that are always on display, and he has a style that's very consistent. So some of these artists are in our collection, and when you come to the Davenport exhibit, you will see those collection connection labels, so you can go find our works in the galleries as well.
Some of these are very realist, and some are definitely impressionistic. Was there a decision to mix this, or was it just because that was part of this collection?
It's what was part of this collection. The Davenports started out collecting more Impressionist era work and late Impressionist era work, and then they moved into the early 20th century. They were interested primarily in collecting American art when it wasn't really being collected, because it was an era that people weren't that interested in yet. And then they moved into collecting glass, both for the Hunter and for themselves. And so this is a mix of early things and some later things, as you'll see when you walk around.
Yeah, when it comes to the glass, that is a, I won't say necessarily contemporary, but it's not something that you think of when you think of the more classical museum pieces.
Right. The studio glass movement in America didn't start till 1962. So it's definitely more modern or contemporary than the bulk of the things that are in their collection.
Where is this collection normally housed?
This was Alice and Joseph Davenport's collection. It was in their home. Mrs. Davenport